Okay, we're picking off the Gemara. Really got to Kufnun Vav Amud Aleph. I think it's kedai just to go back to Kufnun Hey Amud Beis, the last words of Tanur Rabbanan, because we kind of ended up in the middle of the sugya. So the Braisa says, Tanur Rabbanan, we learn our Braisa, Ein Golvanis Akali. So again, discussing this grain flour, so you're not supposed to be kneading this toasted grain flour with water on Shabbos. Because over here, again, that's going to be the malach of lush of kneading, and that's usher to do. So we see over here, and Baiz is telling you that it's Asr. However, Yesham and Govlim, there is some who say that you're allowed to need it. Gemara says, my Yesham, who is this Shita of the Yesham? Remember Chista, turning out the next Amar now, that's Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, we saw in yesterday's daf, who holds that just adding water to flour is not going to be considered the malacha of lash, it's not considered kneading, and therefore, that is not going to be considered a problem, and therefore, in this case, it's going to be mutter. So where's the Ani Mila Yehuda Mishani? But even that, it's going to only be mutter if you do a shinoi, with the kneading, because if you don't do a shinoi, it's going to be Asr Madarabanan. So, even though it's not something that's going to be a dough-like substance, and therefore a dough-like substance is never going to be an Asr Midoraisa, but still, since it's still an Isra Darabanan, you have to do a shinoi. If you do a shinoi, it makes it a Kalachar Yad Kilu, and then it's going to be mutter. That's the shaila. When exactly Kalachar Yod and Isra Darabanan is mutter, like using the back of the spoon for tochen, we only have certain examples. You can't compare one to the other necessarily. That's what we see from here, that also this case would be mutter as well. The Gemara says, so now, Heichi Mishani, so how should you do the shinoi? So the Gemara says, Amar Chista al Yad Yad. You should only be doing a small amount at a time. When you do a small amount at a time, that's what Rashi explains, the Yad Yad over there. It means that you're doing a small amount. That's going to be enough of a shinoi, and therefore it's going to be mutter. It's important to note that according to Rebbe, that the malacha of lash, seemingly there'd be a shaila of a daraisa. So then doing a shinoi on an iser daraisa, that's no way that we would ever allow that. Only a shaila comes about is potentially saying that for an iser darabanan, we could assume that maybe by an iser darabanan, it's going to not be a problem. So the Gemara now says, Vishavin Shabakoshin Sashis Bishabis, that both the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda are gonna agree that someone is allowed to mix up this Shasis and Shabbos. The Shasis over here is with a spoon, and the Shasis over here is the agreements we mentioned before. It's something that's like the toasted grain that was made with water and oil. So now the Gemara now says, the Gemara is going to ask, though, isn't that the Tanakhama just said before you're not allowed? The Gemara is going to ask in a moment, Vishosim Zesum Hamitzrim, and also you're allowed to drink this Egyptian Zesum Hamitzri, some type of drink. This was just an agav point, that it's a type of beer that would have potentially been a shaila of medicine on Shabbos. Apparently it was drinking enough as a common thing. That was the whole shaila. When something is common enough, it's not going to be a shaila of medication on Shabbos. That was a side point. But the Gemara now just points out the stira, though. You just said that according to the second Braisa, the Braisa ends off that Vishavin, that you're allowed to drink it. What the Gemara says, that's not true. You're allowed to mix up you're allowed to stir the shasis and Shabbos. And the Gemara says, Amar's in Golvin, you're not allowed to knead it out. So which is it? So the Gemara says, Lokasha, ha be'avet, that the first one of the Tanakhama, which says that it's usher to knead it, that's going to be with a thick shasis. If it's thick, it's going to be usher. However, if it's habiraka, if it's only going to be a thin layer based one, and it's not going to be something very liquidy, that's not going to be an iser, that's going to be mutter, the malacha of kneading of lash is not going to apply to something that's very liquidy. I was just wondering why exactly, I'm not a bucky in the svara, but maybe it's just because it's not considered a mixture. You ain't usually mixing one item into a second item, and that's the iser of lash. So here it says all one item, it's very liquidy, potentially that's why it's not bichlal and iser at all. The Gemara says, v'ani mila yehu d'mishani, that's only going to be if you do a shinoi, hechim mishani, so which shinoi are you going to do? The Gemara suggests a different shinoi, but now we just suggested this before a different one. Now we're suggesting, Amar Yosef, bechol nosin asachom etzachon nosin ashes. What do you do during the week? They normally pour, apparently sometimes they do vinegar instead of water or oil, okay? But either way, so they were pouring the vinegar, and then they pour the shasis, the flour and other things to mix it together. Shabbos, nosin ashesim, v'achar kach nosin ashechometz. You should do it in the reverse order. You first pour the shasis, and then afterwards you pour the vinegar, and that is your shinoi, and that is going to be mutter. And the Ramban points out that that's even going to be mutter in a large quantity. Then you don't need the other shinoi of al yad yad, to do a little bit at a time. If you do more than that, according to Ramban, that's going to be mutter. Okay, now why didn't the Gemara mention that before? That's a shaila, and then Rishonim discussed it. That's what I was mentioning before, because there maybe it was an iser d'oraisa potentially with thick mixtures, and therefore doing it, even the Fi Rebbe Yossi Bar Yehuda, okay, that would get into the shaila we mentioned before, the Fi Rebbe. Okay, I don't want to mention so much, but either way, this is another etza that the Gemara suggests. Okay, now the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says, a Levi braid of Huna Berukh Ishka Lagabla de Vinasha to come Megaba Vesafile the Torah. So Levi, the son of Bechir Barba, he once saw that there was a guy in his father's house who was mixing the animal food, and as he was doing that, he was kneading some of the bran and the water on Shabbos, and he was feeding the animal, the ox, in over there. So what happened? He got very upset about Batash Bay. So Levi kicked him because he was upset the fact that he was violating the halacha. So right, so Rashi points out, because according to everyone this should be Asr. So the Gemara now says Asa Avua Ashkechei Amar Lei. So his father saw him and he said to him, Hechi Amar Avu De Mach Meshmita Rab. But wait a second, your grandfather and your maternal grandfather, your mother's father, said in the name of Rav, and apparently he was a Talmud of Rav. And the Gemara asks, who was this Talmud of Rav? Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba. Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abba said, Govlin Velo Masifin, that you're allowed to knead. The food, and you're not allowed to do mosifin. Masifin is the halacha we saw before, the pouring it all the way down the animal that, to a point it can't come back. So we see over here that you are allowed to knead it according to him. So the Gemara says udala laki pelishane, and since So then when it comes to a young animal that's not eaten normally, then you could do it even all the way down its tongue. Malachim, like you're allowed to force feed it all the way down the throat. But that's going to be permitted if he does a shinoi. The Gemara says, Hechi Mishani, so how should he do the shinoi? If you do it in a crisscross way, that is going to be different than the way you normally mix it up, and that's going to be mutter. But at the end of the day, that's not going to be such a good way of doing it, because if you do it in that way, it's not going to mix at all, and you want it to mix. So my answer is, I'm reviewed minar lekli, that if you pour it from one kli to another kli that has the mixture in it, that's what Rashi explains, that is going to be a mutter, and that's also accomplishing your goal of mixing it together. So we see over here that, again, there's another dispensation for a heter for when it comes to the idea of doing the potential of getting out of the heter of the iser, rather of lash over here. Now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Kasev a pinkse de ziri." So it was said in his notes, notes of ziri that he had. Amaris kadam Rebbe, and once said before Rebbe, "Aman Reb Chia," and this was my teacher. His teacher was Reb Chia. Umal the gabe. What's going to be halacha about of kneading rashes a thick mixture on Shabbos? Amar Asur. So he says it's going to be Asur to do this on Shabbos. Apparently he holds like the view of the Tanakhama that even thick things is going to be Asur, like Rabbi rather. So Gemara says Mal the Farik. So Gemara's halacha about moving. This is different halacha now. Moving food, Rashi says, from one bucket to another bucket in front of an animal. Amar Mutter, there he said is going to be not a problem. So the Gemara says Amar Rav Minashia said Chad Kame Chad. So if one wants to move animal food on Shabbos, so you should do one portion in front of one animal. Trey kame trey, and two portions in front of two animals. Shapir dami, that's all going to be mutter. Tlasa kame trey is going to be aser. That if you do three portions in front of two animals, it's going to be aser, because Rashi says that's a tircha yaseira, that's doing too much on Shabbos. We see how important it is not to do too much work and effort. If you're only supposed to be feeding the animal X amount, you give them a little more, that is extra work for you. That's something you're not supposed to be doing on Shabbos. Not to be exerting yourself, even to bring the buckets. That's such a big deal. We see how important it is not to do work on Shabbos. Extra alachas for us. Rav Yosef Amar kav afilu kabayim. Rav Yosef said that even one cover, two cups. That's a lot. A kav is like 144 beits or something like that. The Gemara says, Ula Hamar Korva Filukuraim. That even one or two cords, that's the amount that's not going to be considered a tirchis here. So that's apparently over here, according to them, that's what we're seeing. Rav Yosef and Ula for sure, is that it's not necessarily an issue of tirchis Yasera to give them more food than that. The Gemara now says, just once we're mentioning things that they found on their notes and their ledgers and things like that, the Gemara now suggests other things. Ksiva Pinkse de Levi, once in a Levi's notes, Amris coming to Rebbe, I once said before my Rebbe, Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that's the holy teacher Rebbe, the Rabbeinu HaKadosh is always referred to Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, right, the one who's author of Mishnayos, Al Davu Gavlin Shasiz B'Bavel, the fact that people were needing the Shasiz and Bavel, he was very upset about it, Avit Savach Rebbe was very upset about it, Umanu Rabbeinu HaKadosh, again, this is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, my Rebbe, he said this, and he was very upset about I went back to the line again. No one listened to him. And he didn't have the koach to be able to for them to listen. He was an Eretz Yisrael, and they were above him, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, because they held of Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. That was Mekel, and therefore, Rabbi, even though Rabbi argued with it, we see that the people above him followed that halacha. I think that's where we go, like Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. We don't go like Rabbi. Another mark continues, Kasev Apinksid Rabbi Yosef Ben Levi. Now there's on the ledger of Rabbi Yosef Ben Levi, what it say, Haman de Bachar Haman de Vechad Shabbos, someone who's born on a Sunday is going to be someone who had, Rashi says, that he's going to be full in one midah. And he's going to have specifically one midah that he's very good at. He's going to be amazing in one midah, and maybe it translates to other things. Then we're going to see, what does that mean? Gemara says, my velo chadebe. What does it mean? That he's not going to have another midah, he's only going to be full in one. He's not going to be any good in with him. He's going to just be a bad person. Midah Rashi is going to be awful. Rashi says, I was born on a Sunday. So it can't be. Rashi was the God of all doors, so it can't be that anyone born on a Sunday. El alav chade levishu. So it must be that there's no trace of bad in him. He's going to be only fully good. There's no trace of bad. That's the one midah that he's going to be lacking. Gemara says,
Rav Ashi, was specifically comparing himself to Dimi Bar Kokuzai, who someone who was born on a Sunday, I became a king, I became the Rosh Hashiva, and he is the head of the mafia, he's the biggest thief in the world. Ella, so we see that it can't lead to one person be good and one person be bad. Ella, Ikula, the Tuva, Ikula, the Vishnu, it's an inherent trait, they're going to be Shalim, whether you're Shalim Berishus or Shalim Betidkus, that you're going to be someone who's full in as a tzaddik, or you're going to be a Rasha. So now the Gemara continues. We'll take out the words my time. I'll go to the next one. High minded betray b'chab Shabbos. So someone who's born on a Monday now, yeah, gavar ragzan. You're going to be very angry. My time. And the words Gemara says, what's the reason? Mishum that fliga be maya, because on Monday the waters were divided. And Rashi explains that you're going to be divided from other people. You're going to be divided from other people. The fact you're always arguing with them, so you're always going to get angry. That's someone who's born on a Monday. High minded betlasa b'shabba. Someone who's born on a Tuesday, yeah, gavar asir. You're going to be asir, right? The shin and the tav always switch. So it's ashir. You're going to be very rich. And you're going to be someone who does a lot of znus. You're going to have relations with a lot of women. What is the reason for that? Because on that day, Hashem created the grass. And Rashi says, the Pasuk says, that is something that grows tremendously. And so those two, you're going to have that yetzer to indulge in those things in that area that you're going to try to have the znus with. All right, man. Someone born on a Wednesday, a gavur chakim v'noyer. It's going to be someone who's very smart and light up the world with your smartness. My taima, what's the reason? Mishum de salabe ma'oros, because on that day, Wednesday, that's when Hashem set up the sun, the stars, and all those things. Someone who's born on a Thursday, someone who's going to be a big, someone who gives a lot of charity, a lot of tzedakah. So Gemara says, my taima, what's the reason? Mishum de ibrabe dagim va'ofas, because on that day, Hashem created dagim, the fish, and the chicken. So therefore, a person, Rashi says, that based on, because they don't have tircha for eating, rather they're nizonim from the chesed of Akash Baruch Hu, so you're going to do chesed like that and give a lot of people a lot of money. I mind the Bible, the mother of Shabbos, so someone who's born on a Friday, yeah, Gavr Chazron is going to be someone who continuously runs after things. And we close it up, so the Gemara says, what he's doing? Amar Avnach Liyatz, and Chazron be mitzvahs. And we're running after mitzvahs, and we continuously be doing mitzvahs. And we're now says, I mind the Shabbos, yeah, someone who was born on Shabbos, but Shabbos, he's going to die on Shabbos as a punishment, Ki'ilu, for why he was born on Shabbos. Why? Because of the Ki'ilu, Aluya Yomad the Shabbos, because it definitely is going to lead to a situation of Pikuach Nefesh for Shabbos, that someone's going to have to violate Shabbos. The family, the mother, the father, whoever it's going to be, have to violate Shabbos to save the baby that was giving birth. So therefore, since they violated Shabbos for you, you're going to die on Shabbos. And where it still says, though, Amarava Bar Shila Vikadish Rabbi Iskare, it's still going to be very holy. It's a very holy thing to be born on Shabbos, but still, it's not something that we want for. That's what Rav Yashar points out over here. The Gemara in Nida says that Chassidim Arishonim would not even have relations with their wives from Wednesday on, because they're afraid that if you do the cheshbon exactly 9 months, a few days later, it's going to lead to that they would have a baby on Shabbos. So we don't have that halacha, we don't follow that. But still, Rabbi Yashu says that it's mutter to, you still should daven that you don't have a child on Shabbos. That's the same with Chazanish. And we have that after had a baby girl on Shabbos. I didn't know this halacha, you're supposed to daven for the fact that you shouldn't have a baby on Shabbos. Still kaddosh after the fact, but still the chachilah, Rabbi Yashu points out, or I think of Bashem Chazanish, I heard the same thing also, that you should daven that you do not have a baby on Shabbos. Fascinating halacha. Amar lehu Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yochanan says, Puku amar lebar levai, go say the son of Rabbi Shub and Levi, lo mazel yom gorm. It's nothing to do with the actual day, rather, el mazel shagorm. It has to do with the times. The times are what's important over here, and we know the times are corresponding to the different the celestial things, right? The sun, the moon, and the Gemara assumes those five planets. There's Venus, Mercury, Saturn, Jupiter, and Mars. Those are the five planets that the Gemara always compares things to. So Gemara says, "High mind of Vecham, someone is born during the hour of the sun, yeah, and they're going to continuously repeat itself. Those seven things. So during the day, the course of the 24 hours, they're continuing. Those 7 hours are going to continuously fluctuate. High mind of Vecham, someone is born during the sun time, yeah, governs Zavin. It's be very radiant, very light, like the sun. Yeah, he's going to eat his own things, not going to eat other people. His secrets, everyone's going to know everything he does. Like the sun is shining, everyone sees it. Everything you do is going to be in public. So if you try to steal, everyone's going to see, everyone's going to find out about it, because everything you do is known about it. Before Instagram, they decide to make themselves public, that he's going to try to hide it and not be. Someone who is born during the hour of the Chof of Noga is referring to the planet of Venus. He's going to be very rich, and also going to be someone who does a lot of znus, a lot of promiscuity. What's my time? What's the reason for this? Mishum, this Lebe Nora, because on that day, apparently there's a fire. Fire, a lot of times, everyone says Yitzhar Hara. Rashi says that this planet is associated with fire, and it's burning like your heart. The Yitzhar Hara is referred to as a fire also. High mind to Bekulcha, someone was born during the hour. Apparently, this is the planet of Mercury. Ye gavar nar v'chakim. You're going to be very, very smart. Mishum de v'safra of the v'chamahu. Because the planet of Mercury is
something which is apparently helps out the chamahu. Himself is like the secretary kilu of the sun. High mind of levana, someone who's born during the hour of the moon. Yet gavur savil marin, someone who is going to a lot of yisurin, are going to have to suffer a lot. Why? Because like we know, the moon goes down. Rashi says it becomes a tiny little sliver. It goes back up. It goes. It's very small. It's nebuch. Banei v'sazir, you're going to build things. Sazir banei, then it's going to go down. And it's going to be broken. Achil de lelele is v'shat de lelele. You're going to take things around your own because you're stuck in there. Such a hard situation. Rosen kasyan, and you're going to be able to keep secret because the fact that the moon is very small. So two things you do, and no one's going to care about him. God of matzeh. So therefore, if you steal, people aren't going to find out about it. Haiman de v'shabase, someone who is born. Shabbat is referring to the planet of Saturn. Yeah, Gavur Machshavei Betalin. He's someone who's everything he tries to do is not going to come to fruition. Ve'istamir, but some say called Meshalav and Betalin. Everything that he tries to do, that people are going to do, is not going to happen. High minds of Tzedek, someone who's born during the hour that would correspond to Jupiter's hour. Yeah, Gavur Tzadkan is going to be someone who is someone who tries to go around things. Rashi says. So that's what the pshat is over here. Then where's the Amar of Nachmar? Yitzhak v'tzadka b'mitzvos. That you're dafka going to be someone who is a tzaddik. No, not a tzaddik. The notion of that you're going to be a tzaddik, go around and do mitzvos. So high mind of Adam, someone who's the planet of Mars, ye gaver ashid dama. So you're going to be someone who kills, right? Because Mars is like Adom, is like red. Red is like blood. So you're going to do that. So maybe you'll do professions. You're not necessarily going to kill people. Maybe you'll do something as a bloodletter. You'll actually kill people with a thief, or you can be a shochet or a moel. That's something that's also going to lead to like right to that idea that you like blood. So you'll be a profession in that field. The rabbi says, but wait a second, I was born during that time of Mars, and yet I didn't kill anyone. Amar Abaye, Mar, Nami, Anish, Rekatil. No, you killed people. So Rashi says that he was on the Bastin. So how is that possible, though, that the rabbi also has the kasha, though? What do you mean? He's on the Bastin. Yeah, you're Dandin and Nefashos. We know from the time of the Sanhedrin, it couldn't be that there were Dandin and Nefashos already from the time of the Sanhedrin, when they went to Gullus, even when the Beis HaMikdash was around, they stopped doing Din and Nefashos because there was too many, going to be too many murder, too many people that they had to try for death, the Gemara says. So how could it be? So Rabbi Yashu says that if you needed to do it, let's say there was a guy who's Mechal Shabbos for Hesed constantly, and people were going to listen to him and think it's okay to Mechal Shabbos, then apparently even for them it would be allowed to kill them. That would be a fascinating thing. According to that, Rabbi Yashu, that's what comes out. Rabbi Yashu is just another pshat that he says, Olam is going to say this, that Rabbah accidentally killed someone on the Purim, that whole story, the famous story of Rabbi Rabbi Zera, Shachti Rabbi Zera, what exactly happened over there, how he died and he davened for him to revive, that whole story, that's what happened over here. He did kill someone. He ended up coming back to life, Baruch Hashem, but that was the story. Fascinating, fascinating shot. Where it says Itmar, so now we continue. Rabbi Chanina Omer, Rabbi Chanina says, Mazal Machim, someone, is it really possible? So Mazal, your sign in Shemaim is going to create whether you're smart. Mazal Mashir, also it's going to determine whether you are wealthy. However, mazal mashir, yesh mazal Yisrael, and even Kal Yisrael have these mazalos. We are also determined by these signs. That no one, you always love this mazal. Everyone needs mazal. We're all determined by the Rabbi Yochanan Amar in mazal Yisrael. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's no such thing as mazal be Yisrael. So apparently, this is a big shaila. What exactly this idea of mazalos are? How do we relate to them? Isn't that a problem of los onu? How does all these things get into? It's a very big discussion. I have time to discuss it mainly, but just very quickly, it seems to be that everyone agrees. Rashi says that there is some influence with these mazalos. The shaila is how far reaching are they? That seems to be how they hold it. And Rabbi Yosha points out, we hold the Ein Mazel, but even within Ein Mazel, though, it means that there is still some Mazel, basically. There is an idea of Mazel, it's just that it's not going to control what happens. Even for the Goyim, it's not going to control. We hold a free will. So whatever this idea of Mazel is, we do hold of it in some capacity or another. Because the ritual, let's say, Aser Kasha, how could it be that there's no Mazel for Klal Yisrael? We assume, we assume that a person shouldn't have a din. We just had this Mishnichlas of that a person shouldn't have a din with a goy because he's going to lose. He should try to push it off because we have bad mazel. What do you mean? How do we mean bad mazel? We have mazel. So that's a shaila exactly. The Ritva gives different darts. He says that maybe everyone agrees that Av and Adar because we say is a good mazel. So then everyone agrees that. So we sing every time the Minigo Klaisel, Simen Tov Mazel, Vialana Klaisel. We say we want a good mazel. So we see that there is a concept of mazel. How far reaching is it? That seems to be the machlokas over here. Vazar Biokhan Taime, Dabar Biokhan. We see Menayin Shein Israel Mazel Israel. We see that. Where do we know the Klaisel has no? We're not subject to mazel. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Koamar Hashem, Alderach Goyim, Al Talam, don't learn from the Goyim. Meurus Hashemayim, Al Tachlu, Kiyeftu. Because don't go after the signs that you should fear them. Heim yachtiv lo Yisrael, that the only nations of fear, but not Klai Yisrael. That's Drasha. Klai Yisrael doesn't have the mazalos. The Gemara adds, Rav also says that no, there's no signs. These idea of mazalos are not applicable to Klal Yisrael. Damar Rav Yudamar Rav Rav Yisrael Minayin Shein Mazal Yisrael Shinam. The Pasuk says Vayotzis Achutza. When it comes to Avram Avinu, when he was promised children, Amar Rav Yudamar Kosh Baruch Hu. The Rashi quotes the Chumash. Ribono Shel Olam Ben Beis Yori Shel Zi Kosh Baruch Hu. You give me all these brachas for Barnasa, wealth. It doesn't matter. I don't have a child, so give me a child. I need a child. So the Gemara says Amar Lo. Love, he says, it's not going to be someone else being your issue. Ki'im asher zemeecha, you're going to have a child. And Amar Lefan of Rabbanu Shel Olam, when his talk was on the show, I looked at the astrologer in Shemayim, ve'eni roi lo ben, I don't see there's a child. Fascinating thing. Because Baruch was telling you something's going to happen. What was his response? I was wondering that. Okay, either way, the Gemara says, Amar Lei, tzei mei zemeecha, leave your astrology, the things that you saw, the stars you saw, that's what the Shinu Hashem also led to that. Right? That's why Hashem had to change Avram and Sarah's name. Shein mazal Yisrael, because it's not nice on my dasech. What do you think? The Kai Tzedek B'marav, you think that the idea of Jupiter is in the west, and therefore you're not going to have children? Just move it to the other way, to the east. Trying to save me here, Mizrach Tzedek Ruler Agla. So apparently, see, we see from Rav that seemingly how we hold is that there is a concept of mazals, but there's a way to change your mazal. We're going to see the hemshech of the story. The Gemara is going to quote two or three stories over here that demonstrate that. Also, the Gemara continues now mentioning this idea of mazal. The Gemara says, "Umid Shmuel Nami Ein Mazal Yisrael." Also, we can conclude from Shmuel, story with Shmuel, that he also held that there was no mazal be Israel. And how do I know this? Because it says the Shmuel of Avle, Rabbi Yasser, there was once a story, Avle was this non-Jewish astrologer. He comes up many times. Apparently he was friends with Shmuel. Other Chachamim also, we see he has interactions with a lot of Chachamim. So he was non-Jewish. So they were going to the swamp. Apparently the Rashi says to cut reeds. So Avle said to Shmuel, so someone who's going to come and he's not going to come back, meaning the guy who goes in to go to get these reeds is going to die over there because Tarek, because the snake's going to come and bite him and he's going to die from that. So Shmuel responded to Avle, no, that if it's a Jew, he's not subject to your mazel that what you saw in the stars, so therefore he's going to live. But if it's a non-Jew, then I agree with you. What happened? They were sitting, and the guy came in and came back. So Avait said, and he threw him his reeds. They saw, amongst the reeds, they saw that there was a snake there, and the snake died. It was cut up into two. So Shmuel said to him, he was Jewish. So he said, So there was this mazel. The mazel meant that there was some way, Shemaiah, that they had Klapit Shemaiah, that this was going to happen. However, he had done a big mitzvah in order to escape this punishment. So what happened was, I can tell you what I think it was, is that there was, I would say because of the schus, that everyone used to throw bread to give it, Rashi says, they used to give it to tzedakah, so that every person would give it to the communal basket to give it to the contents to the tzedakah. So what happened is this person that didn't have any bread to throw in, whatever, maybe he was financially struggling himself, whatever it was, he looked like he was always giving the bread, and this day he wasn't able to, he's going to be very embarrassed of it. He's going to be very embarrassed. So I told them all, I'm going to be the guy, the key look, the bush kung around, putting out the basket for everyone to give bread. So when I reached him, I knew that he didn't have anything. So I pretended to take something from him, but instead I did it with my own bread. I gave a double portion of the bread to Tzedakah. And so then, I did this in order that he doesn't become embarrassed. So Amrlei mitzvah about it. So then Shmuel said, "Oh, you did a mitzvah of tzedakah. Why is it called the stam mitzvah?" We see the Tanya quotes about this. In the Mishalmi also, whenever it's called a stam mitzvah, it calls it tzedakah. Tzedakah is like the highest mitzvah. It's the biggest reward that you get is the mitzvah of tzedakah. It's called the stam mitzvah in your Mishalmi. Fascinating thing. Over here also, he calls it, you did one mitzvah. He did mitzvah of tzedakah. Why is it called a stam mitzvah? You see, it's in some form or another, it's like the highest level of mitzvah. And so we see also get the biggest chus right here. The Navak Shmuel Darosh, Tzedakah Tatzim Avat, the Pasuk initially said that the Tzedakah is going to save you from death, not Velom Misa Mashunah, not just that you're going to get a cruel punishment and pool death. Elam Misa Atzma, that Hashem gives you longer life when you have Tzedakah. That's what we always try to give, Bezchut Tzedakah. That's why when Rav Soloveitchik goes into when he made a Mishaberech, he should always say, Bavor, someone's going to give tzedakah. Because we have this pasuk. We don't just say that it's a chus that we're davening. Who are we to say it's a chus davening? The person should get better. We have a real chus, the idea of, we see that tzedakah talzim mavis. So a person, we say Mishaberech for refuah, then Mishaberech for anything. We want to give a guy a bracha that tzedakah is the biggest chus that we can give. When Rabbi Akiva Nami and Mazal Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva also said that that's the idea that there's no mazal by Yisrael either. We're not going to be affected by these mazalos, by the signs. Rabbi Akiva Avile Barta, Rabbi Akiva had a daughter, Amrlai Kadlai. These Kadlais were these astrologers who saw things. Rabbi Yosha points out, what do you mean? The pasuk says, "Tell him Tiyam Lashal Kecha." How could Rabbi Akiva be afraid of what happened? Because the Gemara says, "Yom Yama." I'll say Rabbi Yosha in a minute. Yoma Da'ala Le'Gana. So that she was gonna, the astrologer told her from these the Chaldean astrologer told her that when she goes gets married, Tarek Le'Chayv Yom Misa, she snakes in the
take her and bite her. Rabbi Kiva was very worried about it. So this is where Rabbi Yosef asked the kasha. What do you mean? She was very worried about it. This is the pasuk says, "Tamin Tehil Shavakecha." Why was he worried about it? So we see apparently you're not supposed to ask them, says Rabbi Yosef, but we need that there is a mamashus. There is something to what they say. So therefore, he was afraid of it. So Gemara says, "Uyama shakla se lemakanis." So that today, so she had this makanis like her jewelry. So she stuck the jewelry like we have now the woman's jewelry, like the earrings can stick with those sharp things in the end. She stuck it into the wall. When it happened, she ended up poking out the eye of this snake. So when she took out this jewelry, she saw that she accidentally killed the snake who was right next to her, would have bitten her and she would have died. So the snake was stuck to it. So the father was so happy. She didn't die. So Rabbi Kiva said to her, "My avaris, what did you do? What's chus? Did you Hashem obviously pronounced that you're supposed to die? So we see a person saved from a situation. You always see that Hashem. It was in Shemayim, the Kabbalah Shemayim. There was this din against you, and you were saved from it for doing a big chus. So what do you say, Amar Leisa? What did you do? If Fani Asi Ani Akarabasa. So in the erev with the wedding, or there apparently in the afternoon, there was a poor guy coming around. Everyone's getting ready for the chasana. You know, the photographer's getting ready. Everyone's getting ready, doing their things. No one's paying attention to the poor guy walking around. Tzedakah. The Lake Hashem, no one heard him. Obviously, so I stood up and I gave him the food portion for that night that people were preparing for my wedding. My chasna I gave to him. So Yavzin Alei, beautiful story. Amar Leisa, Rabbi Kiva said to him, "Mitzvah Avadah Tzedakah." What a special mitzvah you did. Nafek Rabbi Kiva Darish Tzedakah Tatzim and Maves Lamesh Rishon El Misa Atzma. We see not just from the actual strange death, but from any death you're going to be saved from Tzedakah. The Gemara continues now. Another story, beautiful story. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Nami in Mazal Yisrael. Rav Nachman Yitzchak. This story is a little famous because we know about this is one of the sources in the Gemara for a kippah. The Gemara says the image of Nachman Yitzchak Amar Lei Kadalai. So the astrologers told him, the Kadalai and astrologers told Rav Nachman Yitzchak's mother, "Brich Nevavim," that your son of Nachman Yitzchak is going to become a thief. So what did she do? She never allowed him to uncover his head. And this is the idea that why we wear a kippah. The main reason we wear a kippah is this idea that we should have Yirat Shemayim. But we also see from this Gemara, though, if this was a midas hachesed that not everyone was doing, clearly this was a minag that not everyone in the times of the Gemara was wearing a kippah. That's what we see. The Biar Gra points out that it's only a minag be'alma, not necessarily a chiyuv. However, on the other side of this coin, we have the Bach and the Taz, and maybe that was the times of the Gemara. But nowadays, if that defines you as an Orthodox Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and Shomer Torah Mitzvahs is that you wear a kippah, the moment you take it off, everyone knows that that's when you're chucking it, then that is an Isra Daraisa because Chukas Akum, because the Goyim wear uncovered heads when they walk around. We wear that, everyone knows how Orthodox Jew is defined by someone who wears a kippah. So that is a Shaila of a Daraisa of Chukas Akum not to wear one nowadays. Not only that, just add, Rav Neventzel thinks that someone is a Baal Tshuva. I think I heard this, I'm not passing for everyone else, but that Rav Neventzel, I believe, was once asked a Shaila about someone who's a Baal Tshuva, and he's going to start taking on himself one more thing. Should he put on tzitzis every day, or should he put on a kippah? So Rav Neventzel held that a kippah is more of an effect because it shows everyone around you and you yourself are going to realize it more. He says that you should start with the kippah. So Akedei Kach, that it's going to override. He knows that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. But he's saying that this idea, if the person is not sure what to mitzvah, what's going to get him to do mitzvahs more is defining yourself as a Jew with this head covering. Okay? That's a beautiful idea about kippah. The Gemara says, "Abai Rachme." So here, so therefore you should daven, and you should, because of these mazalos, and I'm going to daven, and you should always keep a kippah. Laviyadik Amar Kamalai. So he never knew that, why she always told him to always have his kippah on his head. Yom Achad, so one day, Yasif Kagaris Tusei Dikla Nafaglim Alei. So he was learning under the palm tree, and his thing that he was wearing, his kippah fell off. Dali Eini Chazil Dikla. So he lifted his eyes, and he saw the palm over there, and the Mayatri, that he had a Yetzer Hara, and it overpowered him, Salik Piska like Rubi Shinei, and he went up, and he chopped off part of the date, so it wasn't even his. And then he realized, oh my God, and he put it back on, and he realized what happened. So we see that how important it was that the Nachman Yitzchak had to wear it. So this was his mazel. He overcame the mazel. That's the point. The in mazel, we see that the mazel has an effect, but it's not, you can overcome it. Okay, so next person, Machlokas, another time, the Machlokas Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yehuda with regards to Mukta. What is considered Mukta? Again, there's a far-reaching Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda. It's much more Machmir. What is going to be defined as designated for Shabbos or what's not going to be designated for Shabbos? Same thing with Yontif, because Rabbi Shimon is going to deal with Yontif. This idea of Mukta. Mechadchen is a luin of the behemoth. Someone's allowed to cut up the gourds before an animal for Shabbos to eat it, even though that's generally Rashi says that even that generally used for animal, for human food, you're allowed to get that before a behemoth because that's the purpose also. That's the mission. Says Vesa Nevela Fneaklam. Also, you get a dead animal that dies on Yontif, you can give it to the dogs to eat as well. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Im lo la Yisra Nevela Shabbos Asura, that if they didn't die before Shabbos, it's going to be Asura. Do this, Lafisha Nimin Muchan. This is not considered prepared for dog use on Shabbos, it's prepared for animal use. You're allowed to shecht an animal, but this thing died, and therefore it wasn't prepared, and it's going to be considered Muksa. The Gemara says, Itmar. Aral Shachaz Simon, that's the Shimon's for who they tell Ram, Ra'ula, Rav, Levi, right? Rabbi Yochanan Ziri, that's Rabbi Shimon Skip, Rabbi Shimon Shmuel, Rabbi Yochanan Ziri, those are the name we're going to mention over here. Amar Ula, Ula says, Allah, Rabbi Yudah, Allah, Rabbi Yudah, the more Mach Rashita, that we take out the gear, so the next part.
Rav, Savar Lachar Yehuda, Rav, also like the Rabbi Yehuda, made the Karcha D'Zuza. We see the story with the cards of the ship mats that they were used for covering the ships, and those were considered for commercial purposes, and they're going to be set aside for months, so you're not allowed to use them. The Rav Asher Shmuel, however, Shmuel said it's mutter to use them for heter purpose. So we see Shmuel is going to hold like Rabbi Shimon. Now the Gemara says, "V'af Levi Savar Lachar Yehuda," and Levi is going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Kia the Levi, we see the practice of Levi. Kia v'maisi tarif to lekami b'tava. So we bring a potential trade for him on Yontif. La'avi chazile eli kiyas v'akilkalis. He's only doing it by the garbage, so he could just leave it over there by the garbage and put it in because he held it was muktzah. The Amar Dilma l'mishtar. Let's say it's found to be treif. V'af filo lekavim lochazin. Then it's not going to be fit for dogs because it's muktzah. So clearly, old since you're not allowed to feed it to the dogs, you're not allowed to feed it. It must be held like Rabbi Yehuda. He was machmir. Shmuel amar lachar Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel al lachas like Rabbi Shimon. V'av ziv lachas like Rabbi Shimon. And they were more mekel. They all like Rabbi Shimon. The Mishnah says, Behema Shemes of an animal down in Yomtiv, Loyas in a Mimkoma, you're not going to move it from its place on Yomtiv. The Targum is here, and Zir explained, Behema's Kachim, we're discussing Dafka, an animal that was Kachim, that was used for the Beis HaMikdash. That animal, because you're not allowed to have from that animal, but a normal animal that dies, you are allowed to use it like Shita Srip Shimon. If I'm a Chul and Shepherd, Dami, ever with the guards to an ordinary animal, that would be fine. One can move it and feed the dogs, okay? We will pick up a Mirtz Hashem, the last Daf, Mesech HaShabbos. Mirtz Hashem will pick up Avra Yochanan, we'll pick up with that tomorrow.